The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The last batch of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking are set to be unsealed in the near future. It's reported that the documents contain lewd allegations related to 167 of Epstein's associates, victims, and employees. Law and Crime Managing Editor Adam Klasfeld comes on. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. So as many of you know, Jeffrey Epstein, the disgraced financier, he was charged with sex trafficking of minors back in 2019. He was found dead in his jail cell while awaiting trial from an apparent suicide. Epstein's longtime associate and partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was found guilty in 2021 for sex trafficking of minors and four other federal charges, and now serving a 20-year sentence in federal prison. That is the backstory that we know. But a big question we have had is, how extensive was Epstein's reach? Who was he connected to? Who exactly knew about and participated in these illegal activities? Who else might have been victimized? Well, there have been batches of documents that have been related to Epstein and Maxwell that have been released to the public over time, but it seems finally the last of it may be coming to light. You see, according to a declaration that was filed last week, the documents include individuals of serious wrongdoing, alleged perpetrators, and at least one public figure. Now, all of the individuals in the filing from last week, they're not named, but all of them are to be revealed when the documents are unsealed. So we may learn some new names relating to this case, new information that we didn't know before, but we're not sure exactly when. So to help make sense of all this, I am joined right now by someone who knows the ins and outs of this case so well, Law and Crime's managing editor, Adam Klasfeld. Adam, it is great to see you. Welcome back to Sidebar.
Thanks again for having me, Jesse. Always a pleasure.
So last week, there was this filing of names. They're set to be unsealed. I think it's 167 individuals that are somehow related to the Epstein saga. They're supposedly Epstein associates, perpetrators, victims, employees. First off, what is the number? Is it 167? How many do we know? What do we know about them so far?
So on this chart, it's 167 names. Now, they are up to Doe number 187. So it's John and Jane Doe's. The ones on this chart, there are 167 of them, and they're known as non-objecting Doe's. So I'm going to get very into the weeds here, Jesse. Basically, they are a compendium of people who are affiliated in the case in some way. Some of them are witnesses. Some of them, as you mentioned, are alleged perpetrators. Some of them were former employees, mostly of Epstein, but also of Ghislaine Maxwell. And so to kind of make sense of them, journalists love charts and we love spreadsheets, right? So basically, once this filing became public, I started putting it on a spreadsheet and try to get the data, try to get the picture of who are we talking about here? For example, more than 30 of them are former Epstein employees. More than 40 of them are witnesses. Sometimes the categories overlap. And what the listeners are probably really looking forward to the number of, and that's the number of perpetrators, just under 20. We're just cementing the numbers. And there are some overlaps. Now, this is a case that, as people who've been listening to your show have seen for a long time, this is a long pending case. The allegations date back to the 1990s. A lot of the folks that we're talking about may have died. We've found several instances in these charts where people who are even accused of being perpetrators have died. So we're crunching into the numbers here. We don't know the identities, but sometimes the identities are pretty clear, but just by the context clues. Some were said to have been witnesses in Maxwell's trial.
Just to jump in for a second, when you say some of them might be clear, are you talking about people that have already publicly come out? I mean, is it people that we have suspected, or is this anything new?
There will probably be some new information, but to put into perspective, when crunching the numbers here, I looked for any references to this person gave interviews in the media. This person's name was unsealed in court filings. I found almost 70 people, 70 John or Jane Does that fit that description. Some of them testified publicly at Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, but they're shielded in court documents. You remember some of the witnesses were testifying anonymously, and some of them may have testified even publicly, but their names are still redacted for whatever reason in court records. So it's a mixed bag here. I imagine that when this process plays out, and let's take a further step back here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This process has been playing out for years. Listeners may remember when Julie K. Brown of the Miami Herald did this open records battle and an appeals court started unsealing these records. This is that case. This is Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell, old case that settled and a lot of the docket was under seal. It's starting to emerge. And these are, when we say alleged perpetrators, these are people who are accused mostly by Virginia Giuffre of assisting Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking ring.
Is that why this is coming out, by the way?
Absolutely. This is all dating back to that open records battle in the case filed by Virginia Giuffre and brought to light by Julie K. Brown of the Miami Herald through this open records battle.
So there is a reference to at least one public figure. Now, my first thought is, could it be Prince Andrew? Mm. Could it be Alan Dershowitz? Two people have both been involved in this case. Could it be somebody else? Any idea who that public figure is? And does that mean that there's only one public figure?
There are multiple public figures that are referenced in this. And I can get you the number a little bit later. We're still analyzing the data here. We know almost for certain that one of the Does, it seems pretty clear from the context clues, is Alan Dershowitz. Just by the context clue being, it alludes to a litigation filed by Virginia Giuffre that settled with Virginia Giuffre calling the allegations a mistake. We know that from that context clue, we know that that refers to Alan Dershowitz. So there are things like that. And I'm sure that there are context clues with other witnesses who stepped forward in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. There are unmistakable references to some of her accusers. So we're kind of piecing out which of the Does we can just figure out from the context here. So we know at minimum one of the public figures is Alan Dershowitz. And that doesn't mean that there are any new allegations against him. It just means that his name came up unsurprisingly over the course of this litigation.
How important is the release of this in the sense that when it's released and we find out the names, could there be legal repercussions for somebody? Or is this not going to be the case? Is this going to be just more of transparency to the public? We all get a sense of it. Or are certain people going to potentially face maybe not even legal repercussions, social repercussions as a result of this.
Right. Well, you know, to give a tantalizing answer, stay tuned, right? We know that this is close to 20 people who have been accused by Virginia Giuffre among these list of does of being perpetrators. Now, some of these does are dead and beyond the reach of any possible repercussion. The great majority of them are still alive, and it's not unthinkable. I mean, think about how the Epstein case or the Ghislaine Maxwell case began. It began with investigative journalism that brought information to light, that the prosecutors, when they brought this case, said pretty outright that they were assisted by the work of investigative journalism that was putting together these pieces of information. And what release of documents of this does is it calls attention to it. Now, will prosecutors ultimately take these names, take the information that emerges here, and be able to build a case that would take things beyond a reasonable doubt? That's a bigger lift, and we'll see what happens. But we know from this data set that what is going to emerge is allegations more than a dozen people.
I have to ask you before I let you go, other than the people who might be implicated, are there going to be victims that we didn't know about? People who were allegedly victimized in Jeffrey Epstein's scheme, who maybe tried to keep it quiet, and maybe their names are going to come out.
By my initial count of this document, there are allegations that more than 20 victims named in these documents. Sometimes Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys object to their designation as victims. Some of these people fit multiple categories. Some are listed as victims and witnesses. But we are going to get a very broad picture of the alleged perpetrators and the alleged victims once all of this becomes public.
As you said, stay tuned. Adam Klasfeld, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all we have for you here on Sidebar, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.